mainstream brand and immediately broke out into ugly red welts, hearkening back to a childhood spent in and out of emergency rooms and doctor's offices. She was the most sensitive child, remembers her mother, Kathy Alba, who wasn't referring to her daughter's emotional well-being. Raised on Air Force bases in such places as Biloxi, Mississippi and Del Rio, Texas, Jessica's bad allergies and chronic asthma made her predisposed to pneumonia, which she contracted about twice a year, often leading to two-week hospital stints. Now, covered in hives again, and wary of having her baby relive her own experience, Alba spent late nights on Google and Wikipedia researching the contents not just of the offending detergent, but also of everything in her bathroom cabinet and under her kitchen sink. I was like, how can this be safe for babies if I'm having this type of reaction, she says. What she found terrified her. Petrochemicals, formaldehydes, and flame retardants in everyday household products, from floor cleaners to mattresses. Some were listed on the ingredients label plain as day, with others disguised under the catch-all of, quote, fragrance, end quote, which is entirely legal. Armed with internet printouts and fear for the health of her unborn child, Alba first tried to shop around the problem, but grew irritated trying to find natural and eco-friendly products that weren't either extortionate or seemingly designed for yurt-dwelling vegan yogis. Or both. I felt like my needs weren't being met as a modern person, she says. I want beautiful design like everybody else, but it shouldn't be premium priced and it should, of course, be safe. She tried making her own cleaning products out of baking soda, vinegar, and essential oils, but wound up with something closer to salad dressing. So when she came across Christopher Gavigan, who for 7 years led a nonprofit called Healthy Child, Healthy World, she, like most new mothers, asked him what to buy. They don't want to be that investigatory weekend toxicologist, says Gavin. They just want someone to hold their hand. He explained that several companies with, quote, green, end quote, credentials, like Vermont-based Seventh Generation, were doing good work across some product categories, but there was no one umbrella brand positioning itself as the go-to for all things eco-friendly, safe, and non-toxic. A light bulb went off for both of them. Pretty soon, Alba and Gavigan were polishing off wine on nights and weekends, cooking up a business plan, and buying up web domain names with the word honest in them. Through her husband, she met web entrepreneur Brian Lee, a trained attorney who had hit it big with LegalZoom.com, an online legal documentation service he co-founded with Robert Shapiro of O.J. Simpson infamy. I made some introductions for her and said good luck, says Lee, who looked at Alba's 50-page PowerPoint in 2009 but didn't bite. He says now he was simply tied up launching subscription shoe site ShoeDazzle.com with then-partner Kim Kardashian. Meanwhile, Alba was busy with her Hollywood career, starring in the likes of Valentine's Day, Little Fockers, and Machete, all of which premiered in 2010. Alba kept Gavigan on her payroll as a consultant. By 2011, she had turned herself into an expert on consumer products and traveled to Washington, D.C. to lobby for updated legislation. She was, and is, particularly focused on reforming the 1976 Toxic Substances Control Act, which has allowed more than 80,000 chemicals to remain in household products untested. Only 5 are regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency, just 11 are banned from consumer goods. In Europe, that figure is more than 1,300. Enough people have to get sick or die from a certain ingredient or chemical before it's pulled from the marketplace, says Alba. For Alba's husband, Cash Warren, it was a lesson in climbing a steep learning curve. I didn't know much about all the chemicals that were in our consumer products, so she educated me on this epidemic, he says. It felt massive, so I was a little reserved at first. She jumped into it head first. She went back to Brian Lee in 2011, armed with data on the rise of childhood diseases and a much more concise 10-page pitch deck. Lee's mind had changed. Not coincidentally, he had recently become horrified when his young son was banned from bringing that classic all-American lunch, the PB&J sandwich, to nursery school. Too many kids had severe nut allergies. Autism, Tourette's, chronic allergies.